it's urgent in the sense that
yes,
Albino is in crisis. They can't fund the economy. And now, almost this hour, one city tax in a call. It's a tax. It's got nothing to do with the energy sector. The energy sector bill, Uber to me, I call share price stabilization and recovery levy bill that they call parliament. No, it's very detailed. It tells you which account says can it become, how it will be used, and who monitors it. This is a complete tax which is going to be collected by GRE. In Chiba Mayen, can say somebody is bringing one CD to solve Dumso. Yet, he named Joe Makachel as the Dumso. But then, a majority leader say, yes, there's one CD to solve Dumso. Dumso being a bad and a bad thing. As someone in your Duncan, I'm a can come home. In the letter to Parliament, Honorable Atoforsen goes on to say, the one CD increase, no, it will not affect, it will not reflect at the pump. And then, petroleum products, no, on the back. But don't go to tell Parliament, say, and after tell Ghanaians, say, who wants to be taxed now? Would they be put petroleum products, which is about 8.3% increase in fuel prices now, and reflect to a pump? Because CD to dollar now, we just came out of a window. Window now, you free mono. That reduction of the CD to the dollar has already reflected in the prices. Nana Duncan, like I said, impuno 9% tank of UBA, you know, was hopefully inadequate because also the gains are from the dollar to the CD from 15 CDs, 45 pesos to somewhere around 10 CDs, 80 pesos, or 11 CDs to an hour. I was saying that OMC is not BDC, no, more reduction than that. Oh, my, But to come and say, no one should do that, because it will be absorbed by, it's not true. The dollar to the CD has started going up again. Anybody can check this morning what the CD rate to the dollar is. It's from last week, no, was the lowest it came was about 10.8 in some places, 11 in some places. As at Monday, the dollar to the CD is gone up to about 11.5, 11.4. In the next window, not only are you adding one CD to the price of the dollar, the next window, the OMCs and the BDCs will look at the exchange rate, say, Akosra, they might reflect and increase it more, plus one CD, no? And as Omejan is our plus one CD, no? But don't say, say, somebody will absorb the one CD. Should I make that here?
Yeah.
Because in the letter, no, and I want that to be very clear, he lied to Ghanaians when he said, say, that increase of one CD will not reflect at the pump. It will reflect. And it has got nothing to do with the energy sector. Because one already, you know, some one CD out there, you know, it means, say, right now the government is collecting two CDs per liter. Because in the last budget, they introduced a 95 pesos. Which is taxes, energy taxes, in a year, government was going to collect about $520 million from the energy sector based on 95 pesos now, or the toll, the 1 liter. Or the one city, as I'm back home. So, in actual fact, if that bill takes effect, Ghanaians will be paying two cities on every liter, not one CD, two CDs. The government hopes to raise 1.2 billion Ghana CDs from petroleum products alone. Now, Obibe Kase, for solve Dumsa, from tax ya Odia Beino, Upaza Kase Ghana, Obia Kanyan Dumpi Mana.
Olagodo, say, acquire two CDs, sir, and I say, a son, Ayetria for per gallon.
No, right now, what you pay per gallon is, let's say, that per gallon, 2 cedis times 4.5. So it's almost 9 cedis. So every gallon, you're paying 9 cedis to the government on this special energy sector recovery. No? It's, you know, almost friend, you would deem the Omodia Mano, almost friend, energy sector repayment and loss reduction. Okay? Energy yes. sector loss reduction and repayment levy.
We've had Esla. Ya na butaye tai chain is a legacy debt. A kinda ho nyina no ya di etia. Ya di yisa kan nyina afri ho. So why are we having this conversation?
Okay, so Esla. Now, so Esla was there. There was price stabilization and recovery levy. It would be a war build up, you know. Ni nyina no makagum no aile makono. And you know, so the maker, no, there is something called price stabilization recovery levy. Omo di anwaka sa 95 pesos resta na wohoka ho. Omo di esla no aka 95 pesos resta na wohono. Ena omo di kaka kaka ho jebe 95 pesos on petrol, 93 pesos on diesel. Nene ino omo sa di 1 cedi abekasa tax no. And we are no longer paying 1 cedi 95 pesos nibi. We are paying 2 cedis. And at the main point, they said, already, no, all say energy sector indebted. Let's even assume, say, only GSS can afford energy sector indebted. Maybe I'm going to catch it, say, IPP is for the Domo Kasig. Meanwhile, from the time I read the budget, you know, from this year, no, you've been collecting, sir, 95 pesos now, and the only 1 cedi I make a home. Saying that when you're up to Futuma, Odiama IPP is no. Nothing. What IPP is this, Kabia? We are now in an OG and 2 cedis on every liter. It's actually electricity. And you know, you're going to buy.
Now, if I go for IPPs, so why do we keep paying, you know, independent power producers for power? Yen Yusu.
Nobody is paying for any power yen Yusu, Mr. Short. I said, come on, 2019, 2017, 2018, come on. After 2019, we no longer have excess capacity. Down commonly they assume that.
Really?
Before yes. Oh. Say capacity, you know, we grow at 250 megawatts a year.
Yes.
And you know, every year that you are growing, you know, excess capacity number 2, you know. You grow into it. It is already 4 years now, mammy. I got 10 years for that.
Yes.
Say there will be 10 years. Okay, it will be 12 years and I almost get. So that's it. And yes. You know, and you know, we are no longer having excess capacity conversation. In fact, by next year, and then you know, this year we're about 5,200 megawatts in terms of installed capacity.
Mm.
We are around 4,026 as at now. 4,026. If we grow about that projected 10% this year now, it means that by the end of the year, no, we'll be around 4,500 megawatts. We are no longer in. We've gone past excess capacity long term. In fact, if new capacity come on board by the end of 2026, we'll be back to do so because we will have more demand on the grid than we have supply. Because the existing supply now will be basically non-existent as at the end of 2026.
I see. But from all point of view, Nanka, yeah, well, other funding options are and Kabino bit me I explore. Instead of taxing petroleum again?
No. Funding option for Ministry of Finance, maybe Aboka. Because dollar to the city now, Akono, government has now sustained himself by 30%. And they have mine budget, we have the whole of 30% to fund. That is why he came to look at the 1% tax. Sorry, 1 cedi tax on later. He needs the money for Ministry of Finance, not for the energy. It's to the government to fund its projects. I won't say yes, no way of funds. I don't know what you're when we were given the money funds, oh, dollar back from. No. I said on my post on social media, that the government is worried. Because if you do a budget at 15.5 or 15.46, which was the amount used in the budget, it means that every operations you are doing in the budget, you are using 15.46. All of a sudden, dollar is 10. So you've lost 30% of your revenue. How does he find that 30% of the revenue?
Mm.
And that is where it comes to your question, say, why the agency, the system of agency, will be with the immediate budget in 2 weeks, right? I didn't think I won't China will implement an immediate budget. But he can't wait because you know, he doesn't have any resources in his budget.
Okay.
He's lost 30% of his revenue. And so he needs this 1 cedi tax line or the bamboo million to pay and fund them. You know, France normally pay for dollar. I won't go for Sony, I won't to Sony piano. The 1 cedi is basically the shortfall in the government's budget as a result of dollar no echo you know or more DJ funds, you know. Mahama dollar got 10 and then we'll be 1 cedi on 4.